Joe Nocera of the New York Times wrote a column denouncing the handling of Jobs' health issues. "Apple simply can't be trusted to tell the truth about its chief executive," he wrote in late July. Under Mr. Jobs, Apple has created a culture of secrecy that has served it well in many ways. The speculation over which products Apple will unveil at the annual Macworld conference has been one of the company's best marketing tools, but that same culture poisons its corporate governance. As he was writing the column and getting the standard "a private matter" comment from all at Apple, he got an unexpected call from Jobs himself. "This is Steve Jobs," he began. "You think I'm an arrogant asshole who thinks he's above the law, and I think you're a slime bucket who gets most of his facts wrong." After that rather arresting opening, Jobs offered up some information about his health, but only if Nocera would keep it off the record. Nocera honored the request, but he was able to report that while Jobs' health problems amounted to more than a common bug, they weren't life-threatening, and he doesn't have a recurrence of cancer. Jobs had given Nocera more information than he was willing to give his own board and shareholders, but it was not the full truth.